It's a girl.
You have to, Ali.
Is that a different person?
Follow my voice.
Isn't it amazing? I got voices.
Are these real voices? Not computer voices?
No, Susan, it's not sampling.
Real girl voices?
Yeah, it's digitized from captured sounds from charcoal I got from a barn.
How does charcoal give you sound?
Audio archaeology. I've been working on it. I think I invented it. It's so cool. I use a laser on wood like a needle on a record. Looks like from the few names we can read on the headstones, the main family name is Jeffers.
Yep. This one says Catherine, Kit, and we'll assume Jeffers. 1910, maybe. It's chipped to June 15th, 1931.
Hi, this is Kit Jeffers, and this is my little sister Alice, and we're going to sing you a song.
I'm not so little. I'm 12.
We're going to sing you a song we sing in church every Sunday.
It's a church song.
Amazing Grace.
How sweet the sound.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
But I had it unplugged.
I have a voice emulator.
Please.
Maybe Skype. No,
is there anybody
Skype?
There?
Hello? Hello? Oh, mic is off. So, turn it on. Mic's on. Then turn the mic to,
Mike? Who's Mike? I don't know, Mike. Who's there?
Yeah, I don't know. I hear you, I think. Where are you?
I don't know. It's dark in here. Where am I?
You're in a... Where do you think you are?
Ooh, I must have had a bender last night. Ooh, I must have met the devil. Somebody must have given me some bad gin.
I know that voice. I've heard it. Who are you? You sound like Kit Jeffers.
I am Kit. Kit Jeffers. That's me.
Is this a joke?
Well, I hope not. Is this Timmy? Let me out, Timmy. I've got to go get a change of clothes. I got to get over to the Satin Club, because if I miss another gig, I'm going to lose my job. Let me out.
Somehow your voice, your mind or soul or something, is like in a phonograph or on a record, except now we call them computers, and they are much more powerful.
Powerful? Powerful like what? Like an engine?
Oh, hey, yeah, that's good. That's good. But rather than like an engine, like a brain.
I'm in a brain?
Yeah, I guess. Kind of like an electric brain.
What? I'm electric.
Gotta be more than a bunch of ones and zeros. What is this?
Well, I know I ain't no ghost. I know that. I'd know if I was a ghost, because I'd scare myself.
Digger, I'm starting to get worried.
About what?
Come on, honey. I just heard you talking to yourself in here. And yesterday I heard the computer talking to itself. You're both working too hard.
What do you mean, the computer talking to itself?
Well, humming, really. It was sort of singing. It sounded like the girl on your record.
Come on.
It did. It sounded exactly like it. Did you simulate her voice?
Mr. Sebastian.
See? Like that.
Hello, Susan.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. How'd you do that?
That's the thing. I didn't do anything.
You go on, Mr. Sebastian. Tell her about me.
Well, I guess it's out of Schrodinger's box now.
What is? What are you talking about?
Susan, I'd like you to meet Miss Kit Jeffers.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Susan.
That's it. That's her voice.
It's not just her voice. It's her.
It's no fooling, Miss Susan. We don't get it neither, but... here I am. Entangled.
Young man, are you sure?
About what?
Are you sure? You say this song's for me. I never heard it before.
Yes, Miss Alice. That song's for you. Kit sang it for you.
Flames might get high, but you must remember it's in the embers where love truly lives.